Hey everyone, it's Fahan, and you're listening to the Nisa Invest Tea Talk Podcast. Hope everybody's feeling good, ready to start your Friday, alhamdulillah, Juma today. And we're here to recreate in podcast form what happened last year at my local mosque sister circle, where a few of us got together and I was able to run a session on all things halal personal finance. Whether it had to do with halal investing, budgeting, pensions, we covered all of it. And at the end of the session, I asked my sisters to leave me with what further questions they had so that I could cover it with you in podcast form. So thanks so much for joining me, and let's get started. Everyone, thanks so much for joining this week's episode of the Nisa Invest Tea Talk Podcast. I entitled this episode, Finding Risk. And so risk is effectively means sustenance, and it can include many things. And so you can start from the material, which it can be the wealth that you have, but it extends further into things like your health, your food, your intellect, your resources, your time, and ultimately life itself. And so what I was hoping to do with this episode is simply talk about the way in which we can show our gratitude for the blessings that we have in our lives, and ultimately recognize how many of them are actually not tied to material things. And hopefully, for me, the concept of being grateful and finding the risk in my life is also a way to avoid feelings of greed or pride or any of those other ills. This is encapsulated by us thinking about Allah as Al-Razzaq. So what does that mean? By showing our trust in Allah, we're able to then recognize that He is the source of all the blessings that we're able to enjoy, and it's up to us to actively be grateful for it. And so what's great is the idea that our actions of being grateful can be a way for us to find more risk in our life. So to begin with, I wanted to dive into more the topic of gratitude. And I entitled the question I asked myself for this episode is, in what ways does our faith and our effort combine in finding risk? And a powerful way for you to increase the sustenance that you feel in your life is by actively putting effort into being grateful for the things that you have. It is incredibly motivating because we're able to strive to appreciate every blessing we have in our life. And the reason I say the word strive is because the blessings we have are quite literally countless. And so we can never be too grateful, we can never be too thankful. I said that I was going to use this episode to focus on the small pleasures. And so why do I love the small pleasures? Is because when we think about us, it allows us to go through the mundanity of life every day. It is a great way for us to actively incorporate it into our daily routine, the feelings of gratitude. And so a very powerful question that I'm going to put to you is, how would you describe the difference between being grateful and being content? And when I reflected on this, I'll let you think about it for a second as well. When I reflected on the connection between the word gratitude and the word contentment, the way that I see it is that gratitude comes before contentment, and being grateful for to begin with is it's an effective way for you to practice contentment, because contentment by definition is being grateful for what you have. But you cannot be happy with what you have if you don't recognize that it's there to begin with. And so if we reflect on the idea that contentment itself is the goal, and that gratitude is the way that we could reach that goal, we can connect the two and simply say that we must always strive for making sure that we are actively wanting what we have instead of putting our efforts into having what we want. Ultimately, the definition for true contentment is precisely that. Contentment is the act of wanting what you have. And so when we think about gratitude and contentment as a way of life, starting from the small can be a really great way. As I said at the start of this episode, it can be a really great way for us to then recognize that the small things are actually the big things. And so what I wanted to do with this, the rest of this episode, is effectively reflect on some really, really, really small pleasures that we're able to, alhamdulillah, experience if we're fortunate. And you know, if we're fortunate enough to experience these every day, you almost wonder, is there anything else that we need? And so I'm going to dive in and start from the home. So the first one I have is the importance of greetings. So the importance of saying assalamu alaikum, the importance of also bidding someone goodbye. And if you think about how many people we encounter in a day, or even, you know, just when we wake up in the morning, we say hello to someone on our way out of the house, like how lucky we are to even have someone to say goodbye to when we're leaving the house. I try to make a really big deal about hellos and goodbyes. Really, like, if someone's leaving the room, I always follow them to the door. Or if, like, I'm leaving a meeting, it becomes odd to just be like, yeah, bye, you know, the way out. Like, I try never to do that. Even if the person knows the way out, I try to, you know, walk them right up until they're on the pavement outside. So the idea of making a big deal about the hellos and goodbyes in your life can be a great way for you to practice gratitude, because, you know, you never know when you might not see this person again. And so we might feel like it's a bit over the top. It actually becomes a bit of a habit. It feels really rewarding if someone catches you out on that. If someone says, oh, but normally, you know, you walk me to the door, or normally you do this. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. That is true. Normally I do that. Thank you for reminding me. I will make sure that I give you my full attention, especially when I'm saying hello and when I'm saying goodbye. Alhamdulillah, we know this, that giving proper greetings is a really great way for you to increase the blessings in your life. And if you think about what it means to be able to greet someone, it means you're not alone, is actually pretty powerful. So that was the first small pleasure, and it turns out the small pleasures are the big ones. I cannot emphasize that enough. And the second one, which unfortunately this is going to show my age, but I don't mind. So the second one, the gratitude that I feel for a good night's sleep. To be able to get a good night's sleep, it means that you're healthy. It means that you have had time to rest. It means that you've had peace and quiet. Your body is restored. I don't know why a good night's sleep can sometimes be hard to come by. It's probably because I don't give my sleep the due attention it needs. But getting a good night's sleep is definitely something that I try to be as grateful as possible to. And I don't know, I feel like so many things can just be fixed by getting a really good night's sleep. So a good night's sleep, I feel that it's really great that we know, and people remind us the importance of sleeping. And even, subhanAllah, our religion reminds us that the night is for sleeping and the day is for being awake and doing what you need to do. And so this is as much a reminder for me. So you can ignore this topic if you're someone who has really great sleep routine. But yeah, I try to really recognize the blessings that there are in the idea that you can get a really good night's sleep if you're able to. The third one that I have is the blessings that you have if you're able to fast and break your fast is such a blessing, because it implies that you have enough food and loved ones to break your fast with. And it's a really great exercise in mindfulness. It helps you be more centered and have a lot more presence in what you're doing with your life. And so, you know, the days during the year even when it's not Ramadan and you're able to fast. I mean, it's really hard not to feel grateful when you break your fast, to be like, I can have a nice glass of water, I could have the food that I had been planning to have the night before. It's such a privilege, because there are of course a lot of people in the world that can't have a nice cool glass of water when they want to, or have a feast when they feel like it. And so, yeah, we're able to recognize that on the days that we're fasting, because you know how you feel at the end of a long day of fasting. You feel nothing but gratitude for the fact that you're able to do that. And so that was that one. The next two will come as no surprise, related to fasting and the ability to have clean water. Having access to clean water is such a huge blessing. I feel this greatly. The fact that I'm able to actually take a really nice warm shower is such a great blessing. The idea that we could extend ourselves, go through, I don't know, some arduous physical activity, but still be able to recuperate and relax with a nice hot bath, with a nice cool shower, it's important not to take for granted our ability to recover, or having the promise to be able to recover and rest the way we want to after willingly putting ourselves into different situations, because clean water is super available to you. I actually do feel like sometimes the promise of a hot shower is the only thing that gets me through doing certain hard things. So I try to be grateful for access to clean water, for sure. The fifth one is something that I've been interested in personal finance for, like, pretty much since I started to work, like around 2016. Over that time, there was a period during that time when I was really into kind of minimalism, but not quite. It was more about trying to be as responsible as possible for the possessions that I had. And so the fifth one I've said was clothing, but I think it extends to any possessions that you have. So I cannot say that this is the case today, and I wish it were, but there was a time when if someone asked me, Fahan, do you know exactly where each of your possessions are at any given moment and what it is that you have, I could give you the answer. And I don't know, I feel like being grateful is kind of tied to it. The idea that you're aware of everything that you have and that you take care of everything that you have is a really great way to appreciate the small things. So for example, even having an eBay account where maybe there are some things that you can dispose of by selling it, or having some kind of routine of knowing where it is that you can donate clothes if you need to, or knowing like how to take care of the stuff that you have, I think it can make you feel like you're putting like your real effort into things and you're showing your gratitude in the things that you have. It's simply the idea that if you're blessed to have something, make sure that you are showing the due care to it. So I gave the example of the eBay, but also making sure that you don't have too much of one particular thing. There's always like an imbalance in your wardrobe at times, or in the things that are just there, that certain things just pile up. And yeah, trying to cut down on those things, trying to not feel like isn't that so it's the worst, right? If you're trying to find something that you can and you cannot find it because you have too much of that thing, like, subhanAllah, it's so much better to be able to just pare that down. You're able to just experience abundance because everything that you have you need, rather than feel like you're wasteful. So these were ultimately the five very small pleasures I wanted to go through as a way for us to really tap into them and realize that the small pleasures that we are able to experience in our everyday life are actually pretty big. they're the biggest, and recognize them. And recognizing them each day is a great way for us to find the risk that we've been given and ultimately be grateful for the bigger things that we have in life. And so to end this episode, I just wanted to reflect on the idea of gratitude as a way of life. And to me, what it means is that it helps you see your challenges in perspective. And one thing that I always pray for is to be able to make sure that I am looking at something the right way. I always try to make sure that I'm not somehow missing the point or not applying the right perspective to it. And I feel that being grateful allows you to see your challenges with the right perspective. If you take that even further, it almost makes you grateful for your challenges as well, because they could be different ones, but you have the ones that you have. They're a test, that's true. And then you get to a point where you're grateful for the tests themselves, and that's just incredible. So thanks so much for listening. This episode was all about finding risk, meaning recognizing the blessings that we have in our life. Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's Al-Razzaq, the provider of all things, and recognizing that sustenance comes in many different forms, particularly the ones that don't have material wealth attached to it. Being grateful for them every day can help us live a life of gratitude, but also one of contentment and abundance. And thanks so much for listening. This has been the Nisa Invest Tea Talk podcast. I will see you next year. Bye for now.